Hello, today we're going to talk about one of the important subjects, what our judges look at and how we can have the best results. If you can just follow this system and you adjust your dancing by this simple step, you will feel tremendous improvement. Enjoy!
Welcome everyone to the weekly show, Dancing in Social with Mikhail and Anaisa. And this is a show about dancing, about whether you are a professional dancer, or whether you're a social dancer, no matter what kind of dancing you're doing. It's very important that we're here for you, to help you to connect, to be together during this difficult time. And we are like both professional dancers. And our mission in Singapore is to share our knowledge, to connect professional people. And we believe that quality of life is in one of those relationships. So, welcome. Today is a great topic that we have. Is we have what judges look at that and how we can continue the dance. But the most important is not about how to adjust our dancing with the judges, it's how we can build our dance. So we will use the technical terms 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, when we will build our dance, and then judges will judge us, and we will enjoy our dance. This is like a good thing to very, very important. It can be also applied in the world in Latin, it can apply in the social, because you also have some music is everywhere, technique is everywhere. You can hear some expression, some artistic skills. You can hear some motions everywhere. In every type of the dance we have a judging system. It's just technically different. Yes, and music is different. But it's all, it's about a very, very similar. Right?
So guys, it's a whole lot of time. So nice to see you again. And Friday evening. Guys, so we are looking forward to share our experiences with you. You know the topic now, and please write your questions right away. So if you have something in your mind, just type it in the record. So don't wait till the end of the session. So if something pop up in your head, just write it quickly. Okay. Please enjoy. Just if you're feeling good, time's up, if something,
oh, yes.
Just comment.
I can hear right away, it's about microphone. I think let's go to like to sub settings, okay? I will just change a few settings. You say yes or no, okay? So we're talking about someone writes that there's too much noise or echo. Is it still the same? Do you feel noise and echo? Yes or no? Or this is better now?
How do you feel, guys?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, we just, we're very important how is everyone. Like we will set a very clear voice because it's very, very important for us. And please write Daniel. We have a great assistant on here. We have a Daniel
on
the background is our son, which is our also dancer. Okay. So Daniel, can you check the sound? Is it any sound? Can you check? Yeah. Can you speak with us because the people waiting for you and you online? So what you can hear? Okay, I will go myself.
Loud and clear. Okay, yes, please, guys, type. We need to feel it. We need to also give you as much as we can, so the sound is very important for us. Okay? So let me see if somebody commenting. Loud and clear. Very good. I will continue to talk and then you can listen my voice and feel whether it's loud enough or it's too noisy or if it's too soft. Okay, how do you feel now? Is it fine?
Yes, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I was meant to check myself. So everyone, today we have a great gift to give away. So stay tuned until the end. We have a great topic. We have some dancing, all the technique moments, all the musicality movement. We will go through. We will show you in the dancing from a man and a lady's perspective. Yes. So what we're looking for, and today we will ask you some question, and some of you will get our free lesson, our 30-minute free lesson online if you answer the right question.
Okay. Right and quick.
Yes.
If you will be first one.
If you will be the first one, you will have that lesson. So please, I can't wait to see the person who will answer the question.
Will be the winner.
Yes.
For tonight.
So, very, very important. When we go with you, Alice, can you just about musicality?
Okay. So, I think before we start to talk about this judging criteria and we'll go deeper to the topic, we would like to show with Mikhail a little bit of dance. And you will be the judge. So we will not tell you anything else. You just look which dance you prefer, which dance you like. And you just start number one or number two. And then we can start to communicate and explain about our judging criteria.
Yeah, let's be honest. Let's help everyone step into the judging shoes. Because I do believe is everyone can know aesthetic part. So stay with us. And one more thing, during this webinar, please write. Can you do us a favor? Write your favorite part with a time step. Let's say if you like particular minute of our talk, you write in the comments. Okay, minute number 14, 13 seconds. I like the technique things. I like how you stand. I like this because I used to do something. So, because the most important, we're doing it for you, and if we give you some information and which is useful, it will be like answer to us that you're, yes, I mean, we help you today. Yes. And today's topic, we build around that judging system. We build our dance around that. Yes. Is just a tool which you can use to dance. So now let's start with dancing.
Yes.
I will show you to dance. If you remember, we were talking how to dance in a small space. So I can show you. Do you want to squeeze or you want a big one?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I like that. Let's put some music.
Yeah. Yeah, ladies. We just follow our gentlemen.
Let me put some very nice music.
Yes. So, number one dance or number two? Be ready to tap it and look which one you like more.
Okay. Are you ready? I always see.
Thank you.
So, this is our dances. So please answer, which dance do you prefer? Number one or number two?
So we can see the comments.
We give you one, 1 minute.
Somebody's very fast. Okay.
We'll give you some music in the background.
Yes. Also, you can write why you think it's number one,
yes,
or number two. Guys, let's participate.
Yeah, because all this, is,
lecture.
All this engagement is for you. By answering the question, first one, the person who learned, and who engaged, it's you.
Yes.
Yes, Daniel, do you want to say something? Yeah, I can see your comments. Yes, thank you. Daniel, you're so wonderful. Okay.
Thank you,
number
guys,
two.
For comments. Yes, we can see.
Okay.
So far, number two.
Okay. So, is everyone... It's very interesting. Why? Why we...
I don't know if you like number one.
Come on. Is anyone who will pick up the first one? No, no, no right and wrong, okay. Okay.
Number one, two books. Two more, no, and number two is...
Come on, a little bit more answers, because based on your answers, we will... Yes. Okay, we will give you just... Yes, come on, come on, graceful. One, two box, two box. Better saying musicality frame. Whoa, I like Dennis, your answer is really fantastic.
Second thing in the hair, wow. Okay. Number one is kind of stiff, number two of four for your movement. Okay, nice, yes, yes. Let the floor start.
Okay, I like that. I like the answer. So, a little bit more answers, okay? Because we want to make sure that this everyone is connections. Okay, anyone? You may have two options. Yes. Pendulum effect. I like, yes. Well done, well done. So, by answering now, you will relate later on how you can actually change it if what you say is relevant to the information and you can connect easily. Okay, all right, one more. Wow, Doris, you're really into it. Well done, well done. So, I want to divide. Let's talk about five blocks. Let's say what we done with you. Number one, it was also, let's call it dance number one and dance number two. All these dances was made based on five blocks. Number one block is, let's call it 100%, yes? I will do estimation, yeah? It's not means some presentation is right or wrong, but I will do estimation. Number one, it was musicality. Two dances have a different musicality. Yes, even if we dance with the music, musicality was different. Number two is a technique. Technique, it means how we do our, because every dance have a technique. We can move with a heel, or we can move with a toe, or we can move forward or backward, right? So number three, we have, I love that power. Yeah, it's
our
partnership. You know it. You know it that we all, if you dance ballroom, it takes two to tango. Yes? If you dance alone or you're dancing solo, it's more about your style. It's about your, how do you act? on the floor, and we will talk about it, yes? One more thing is style together and presentation. It can be very different from, okay, let's go. Or it can be, shall we dance with you? Thank you very much. And after the dance, you say thank you to each other. It's very different. And all these components, we will break it up. And of course, we have additional criteria, which is more, they have some weight, but the more, four is most of important. And fifth, it's more additional. We will talk about it, okay? So, one more time, I will repeat. Please stay engaged. Every question what you have, if you have question related to musicality, please write right away, because we will deal with this question right away during online, yes? If you have a question about the technique, write, don't hesitate, write in. If you have a question about partnership or lead and follow, please write a question right away during the topic. Because if we will talk about the technique and you will write about musicality, it's going to be a little bit, it will be disconnection and your focus will be lost, okay? So, Elisa?
Okay. So, guys, please participate and write your comments. And now we will go a little bit deeper into each criteria and we will show the difference. So, our first one, which one? Musicality. You know that the dance without music, of course it's possible, but it's not a great idea to dance with the music. Music gives us this inspiration, give us this dance to show for the people. So the number one under musicality is a timing. It's time. Dance in a beat. So we have, each music have a beat. So we need to follow the beat. This is very, very basic and fundamental. Without the beat, we can't dance.
Yeah, look, every dance has a beat. Let's say we're talking about waltz. One, two, three. We talk about cha-cha-cha. One, two, three, four. We're talking, we have a three beats, we have a four beats, and there is a classic music can be a little bit different. So most of the music, in dance music, we have a three beats, which is waltz, spins, waltz, yes? Or like some kind of salsa, three beats, one, two, three, five, six, seven. Or we will talk about the waltz, three beats. Very important. Criteria number one, if I will be judged and I want you to go to the next round, I will judge how do you catch a beat. One, two, three. One, two, three. Let's call it, it's a 20%. Of what, again, it's our personal, this is presentation, it's our personal opinion, and this is based on it's not for this federation, for that federation, it's all together how it works as a package. Think about judging criteria is like a package. How do you present yourself in a technique, in a music, in a style, with relation to the partnership, and you will show up on the dance floor. Yeah? By doing that criteria, we have a system how to dance and improve and enjoy even more. Example, if I put music, we have a three beats. One, two, three, one, two, three. We need to catch that beat. One, two. If I dance just a beat, I will go next goal. Four, five, six, catch. 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 Say yes. So this is one of the parts. We're catching the beat. So there is three components of the musicality. Number one is the main beat. You can hear very clear boom, check, check, boom, check, check. Number two, we have syncopation sometimes. We can do one, two, three, or we can do sometimes chausset, one, two, and three. How do you match syncopation of beat, basic beat, into the half beat, because 2 and 3 it's a half beat. You're breaking up 1, 2 and 3. So, example, if I dance with the music, I dance first. Catching. 1, catch. 1, catch. 1, catch. 1, catch. Or now I'm doing catching and syncopation. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2 and 3. 1, 2, 3, 1 and 2, 3, 1 and 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You see, every end is syncopation. Okay?
Can you see it, guys? Yes?
Can you see the difference? Number one dance, remember? Okay, I think I will talk about third one is a contrast. I can do beat 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Or I can do 1, 2, 3, 1. How do you do contrast? 2 and 3, 1, 2. Even the shape, when I do the shape, I can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or I can do 1, 2, 3, 4, itada, 2, and shape. Yes?
So guys, how you play with the speed. So you make the contrast with a slow action and fast action, with a sharp action and smooth action. So this becomes contrast in your dance.
So, first of all, we have a beat. So we're talking about musicality, we have a beat. We can shoot 1, 2, 3. Then we have syncopation, 1 and 2 and 3. We dancing syncopation, how do you merge them? And the third one, you have a contrast. Example, I can do natural turn, 1, 2, 3, 4. I can dance 1, 2, 3, or I can dance and 1, 2, 3. Can you see the difference? So, this is musicality. I will tell you right away that usually if couple, first criteria is musicality, if couple not dancing with the music, most of the judges will not put you into the next round.
Yeah, even look. So they just see if the couple moving with the music. Yeah, they start
moving
and different like criteria after that. Once couple moving out of music, not next.
Yeah, so the music is number one. But of course, if you're dancing with the music on one place, you have to move. It means we can't dance with the music on the one place and hope for the best.
Yes.
We need something to project with the music, yes? So the more one, because we're dancing, dance, right? We need to dance with the music, okay? If you have any questions, ask us right away about musicality. If everything clear, can you write that everything is clear? Or like put something, the thumbs up or
yeah.
Some? Or some?
Guys, just simple. If it's clear, thumbs up in the comments, then we pass, then we continue. So participate.
Yes, and this is where we came into the stage where first dance, we was only doing, if you compare first dance at the beginning and the second, we was doing just a basic beat. We dance with the music, right? But you choose, but the second one, we dance with a, we don't have a syncopation, but we add that contrast. Contrast, which is make movement.
Yes,
okay?
And some of the people say the flow is better. Yeah, when you just follow the beat, you like a constant. Yeah. Once you have a different speed, it's become a little bit like a roller coaster. So then you can see that the movement become more dynamic and the flow is better, of course.
The timing is number one thing. If you will automate the timing and do right technique, we will talk about the second segment, and you will automate it, it will help you to create even more free movement. Timing, everything what we're going to talk together, If you, it's like a puzzle. If you put a little together pieces, it will work like a beautiful wheel, which will spin and you will enjoy your dancing and you will have a great result. Yes? But we need sometimes to adjust. If your if your music is very good, but there is no any technique, no one will look at it. Of course, the first impression, imagine like the picture of the star. I mean, if I look you from a square, if I look at you from a square, yes? I'm looking for the square. And square is my timing. If you show me the circle and I see, okay, all right, so this is the circle. Oh, no. And sometimes judges have a 2 or 3 seconds to choose. Ooh, and it's very easy to choose. Oh, square, okay, go into the next round. Mm-hmm. We're talking about when you go in the final, sometimes it's different because judges look at the final in a very, very different, the criteria. They can judge any music and different, you know, in different way. Sometimes I may like more expression, I may like more musicality, at least I may like more lines or more the technique. So every adjudicator is different and we respect all of them because they have their reason to do that. But today, please remember about all of these things, do balance of them, okay?
Okay, I think
so,
we'll go for the next one because I was
watching
the
next up. Now, the most of interesting. Another thing, after the music, the second thing, we go for the technique. For the technique, it's very sometimes many people are afraid of the technique, but there's nothing to be afraid. Imagine, look, about the technique. When you try to walk somewhere, yeah? I mean, when you was a kid and you tried to walk, yeah? You start to walk, I mean, you fall. You stop, you fall. You stop, you fall. And then until one day, you find a solution how to continue walking. So technique is about the same. It's the same thing like a walking for our life as a dance with the music. So example, when we walk together and we're using loop. And we always walk on a heel, always on a heel. Why it's on a heel? Because on a heel, our joints is working. Joints is working. And we can do the smooth transition from one step to another. Our joints is working. This is the reason why we're doing the technique in the walking in normal life, but we don't realize it. Our body doing it automatically. So, what is included in the technique? Number one, we have our footwork, for example. When I drive, we're talking about the walls, yes? Every dance is different. I have a heel, or sometimes I have a toe. Heel, toe, heel, toe. Usually heel coming when you're driving. It's coming heel, toe. And when you're rising, it's usually come on the toe. So, if I mix up this, I go heel and heel, I come hands. So basically, think about the technique that this is a tool for you to dance, to enjoy, not something which you have to do. So we have a heel or toe, yes? We have a rise or fall, only two of them. I may rise, I may go down. Usually when we go up, we go on a toe. When we go down, we usually place our heel. Depends, again, every figure has their own footwork. And the last thing, we're talking about the technique, yeah? We have a direction of the feet. We're talking about the feet. So heel toe and rising fall, and we have a direction. Which direction do we need to go? Usually, if we're talking about the quorum, it's anti-clockwise. So I'm moving anti-clockwise. So, and it's very important direction which you dance. We have a 3 direction forward, diagonal to the wall, line of dance, any lines, line of dance and diagonal to center, and a 3 direction backward, diagonal to the wall, backing line of dance and backing diagonal to the center. So we have a 3 to say, I can go same direction, I can go diagonal to the wall, yes, I can go diagonal to center, yes. So this is important to know. Then the next one, we have Alisa. Do you want to speak about the arm?
Yes, the next one on the technique is our arms. So arms for ladies and for the guys is our frame. So we need to be very clear with our frame line. So we're not talking about the shape, it's our lines. How the guy placing the frame, how the lady placing the frame.
Yes, if we talk about the forearm, we have man, which is give usually the left hand, and the lady. So we have this setup. So of course, and the combination, how you do that, it's very, very important. If you're dancing Latin, it's very different.
Yes.
But ladies can be finger like this, but the guy is more formal, yes? So we go one and we dance, guy dancing more like with lines in a muscular way, and lady dancing in a feminine way. Sometimes they mix, but this is the most of the common, yes? One more thing, so in the technique we have legs. We have legs because we're creating movement. Our legs producing movement across the floor, yeah?
Legs is our wheels.
So in order to create that movement, we're using technique of our feet. We're using, whether we're dancing Latin or we're dancing ballroom, we have our lines, which is very important as a lady or as a man or separate. Yes, you may also have American smooth, which you can dance, is different. It can be very different. It can be different style chosen. So it depends on the dance. But usually every dance has their own lines, whether it's free or whether it's fixed. It's very important to know.
To have the lines. Yes.
Yes, and one more thing is the body. For example, how do we move, set our body? Do we have a contact or we stay separate? This is very, very important. Do you want to add something?
Yes, for the body we also have CBM. When we dance, if we don't have CBM, we can't dance together unless we become just a walking action. Then we have swing and sway from the body. So we will use our body to create three-dimensional action for our dance. So it can be for the Latin way, you activate your upper part slightly in a different way, or in ballroom where you have the vertical line and then you create more rotation and sway from the body.
Yeah, for example, the people who are doing the classes, we have these. One, we did just recently, two, three, four. It's activation of all the body, and it's not only because inside of the dance, you may feel that ballroom is a stiff dance. It's like you stand and fix. So it's why what you see from beginning. First dance, I was just fix and go. But the second dance, all my joints is dancing. I didn't say that it's moving like that, but look, my body is interacting with the lady body. So, and I'm moving. I go one, two, you may feel fixed, but I'm all breathing inside of my frame. I breathe inside of my frame. So I feel that my body is moving. It's not moving like that, it's moving within the structure which we talked earlier as lines. Yes? So one more time. In the technique, I see we have a question. Let me
question. So in the technique, we have our legs, we have our arms, and we have our body. So three important parts of our technique.
Yes, and our legs create movement across the floor. Let's say I'm moving across the floor. Yes, our body creates connection, or whether sway, swing, or it goes CBM, it can be turned. And on the top we have lines, so we have one, two, and three. So we have three floors for the technique. So again, we spoke about the music, because dancing with the music, we spoke about the technique, and now we go to the next one.
Our partnership, guys. So in our partnership, we have our guys, our gentlemen, and we have a
and our beautiful ladies.
Yes.
I would say that first. No, I should say that.
So, of course, the dancing, whether it's a ballroom, Latin, social, wherever, our leading part goes to object.
Yeah, so we're talking about American smooth, ballroom dancing, or we talk about the Latin, yeah? We guys with you as a leading. So basically it's lead and follow. And this is many people a little bit mistake. Everyone like to learn how to lead and follow. Guys, I will tell you honestly, in order to lead, you just need to move. You need to start moving. So, and the lady, the beauty part of the following, the lady following, is not scary part. Look, why are we dancing? Because we like to be lead and we like to follow. Just to think about it. I mean, if we do leading, go leading. No, I go here.
Lead.
It's more like go, no, me. So, if she will lead with a long, I mean, it looks very, very strange. No, I mean, some of the people do, but we're not. So, I mean, I didn't say that is bad. I respect everyone. Yeah, no, it's just, we're talking about in the general, in the common one. So, I'm leading, example, gentlemen, I'm going, and lady, following. So, look, she doesn't know where I'm going, but I know. Whoa, I go, I change, and whoop, hop. You see, I'm leading her, and I'm leading in a way that my tactics say. I'm using pull and push as a leader. She's following, she's responding. If you can stand up for a while, and you can use a wall example, yes? Can you find a wall, please? And if you do this, look, you can push away, go back, push away, or if you have a hands, I mean, this is the easiest way. Connect your hands and now pull, push, pull, push, pull, push. So this is, it's like we creating our communication with the partner through I'm leading, she follow, I lead, she follow. Sorry, I go this direction. Okay?
Yes, I want to say about the ladies. Ladies, I know some of you would like to help the guys sometimes. Maybe suddenly they decided to change the steps or change the timing, but I know some of the ladies, no, our timing is 1, 2, 3. Why you go 1 and 2? Or why you go to the left, our direction to the right? So they decide where to go. They can see the floor. Our job to stay in that, how to say, safe frame and present ourselves and follow.
You know, I like to use one quote with which is really the best. Do what you're best and let's do other to do the rest. So because I'm the guy, I'm the leader. And then if I create a timing, of course we have the same timing. It's for the lady need to know. But lady, look at this. I can dance, look, she now dance with me. She doesn't know what I'm doing. Yes, you see, it's like a game, it's so interesting, but there is a technique for it. For every dance, there is a different technique. You can express, like we now, you can express so free if you will get that technique, okay? So, one more thing.
So for our partnership, we have lead and follow, we have man and woman, so we need to be ourselves, the man and the woman as a lady, so we need to feel ourselves.
Yeah, I want to show you the biggest mistake of the partnership, and maybe you can relate, maybe you see someone, but we see it very, very often. Let's go. Ready?
Yes.
First of all, we're gonna speak about lead and follow.
We'll go with you.
Mistake number one, you don't know who leads who follows. So, second scene. Now we go man and woman.
Guys, watch this.
Some of you guys dancing so big shape, you don't see who's a man with a leg. And trust me, you can see it. Next thing we have communication. How you can communicate if you don't have anything here? Yes? So you don't have, and then after this, if you don't have a connection, how you can dance borrow? If only on the social level, I'm agreeing, and many people, oh my god, it's so difficult, you're pushing me. Of course, you will push and pull if you don't have a connection. Or, I don't want to talk. It's also your relationship between is also judged, you can see very well, okay? And I want to show you right away mistakes which happen during your technique. First of all, we're taking feet. Even if I have a big position, look, I go. Or the dog. Do you feel that once you move, one thing is completely for that change? Next we go, mistake about arms. What does it think you would tell each other to improve of the partnership? Okay, this is such a wonderful question because look, very important to understand each other because it was a time when we also don't understand all of this information and we always try to, okay, it's I'm right, you're right. Once we understand and we take, okay, ownership for your own dance first, then you can start to go into the next level and you start to respect each other. You see, I do believe if you start to see, to do something right and your partner will see, partner will feel strange, how come he starts to do, I want to do too. So I suggest focus on yourself first to feel how you want to dance, how you do want to stand. How do you want to present yourself? Later on, we're going to talk about presentation. You can present a different. Then let her do her own thing.
Yes, I would like to say you need to share with each other your thoughts, your ideas about dancing together. So it's not like you must do like this.
There is no right and wrong, especially
yeah.
in a relationship. Because there is every relationship is unique. You can be husband and wife, like we are. You can be separate. You can be friends. And is every relationship, I didn't say that you need to hug each other and say, oh, you know? And even if in this relationship we went through a lot of maybe challenges through not understanding each other. So first of all, listen, ask from a partner, why did she like dancing? Because you need to know it as a partner. And then the partner asks, what do I like about the dancing? And after this, we start to see, okay, she like dancing because she like to dance with a gentleman who leads her. Then, if you're not dancing and telling you how bad she is, it means she just don't want to be dancing. Or like someone, yes, does it make sense? Okay.
Okay, I think we have one more here from the Jade.
Yes. If the couple has a chemistry in their partnership, but they're prominently different by heights, how can they impress their educator? Okay, you see
so this
here.
This is the question slightly for our next criteria about the style.
Yes, about the style. about the style, and we will cover this question. Thank you for this question. Because if you can see, we're not normal couple. To be honest, we are tall couple. But you see, ideally to have a lady like this, I mean, you see, she's very wonderful with long legs and, you know, I try to be always, but we have a different kind of dancing rather than if Alessia will be here, I will present a different way. If I will be here, it's also, there is always the way, there is always advantages and there is always disadvantages, yeah? Very important to build around advantage of the couple with the different heights, and then you will see your way of doing things, okay? So, by now we covered three important pillars for judging criteria. Musicality, technique, and a partnership. Or, if you don't have a partner, example, like Salsa could be alone, you can dance alone, it's about how do you how do you connecting like all your with the music? How do you dance? What is your lines with the dancing? What is your life? It's related, it's very similar to every single dance. Okay, we go next one.
For the next one, we have style and presentation.
Yeah, I just checked some question scrolling.
Yes. So for the style and presentation, we have. First part is our choreography. What kind of choreography you can have? So you can have fast one, everything fast. Or you can have classical way where you dance more slow figures, or maybe you like to do spinning.
Yes, many people said that choreography is not important. I tell you honestly, it's the people who say that they have their own reason. But I tell you, example, imagine if I will wear clothes today, if I will wear slippers, and I will wear, you know, like a beach shirt, and then my hair with the sunglasses at night, and what do you think? Is it make a difference for, or like Alessia will wear, for example, I don't know.
Mini skirt,
and we will present for you, the classical of Venice Waltz. You see, it's not related to each other. And when you relate to each other, it has to be, again, choreography build based. Well, like someone said, you dance, if you're good, just dance basic. Okay, very good. If you went to the like best in the world and the people really pay attention to you, you can go to the basic. But if you dance all 18 steps for the rest of your life, it will be maybe not very interesting to watch. So how do you put choreography? It depends on, again, your height, your personality. Example,
what
you can do right lines, you can go whoa, or you can go yeah, shoo, and stretch that, yes? So it's also, this is where it's connected to the contrast with the music. Yes, so it's very important, it's very, 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 okay. Now I'm about to say the most important thing here, yes? If you will forget everything, Are you ready? Choreography is very, very, very important. Because choreography is your signature. Choreography, but you see sometimes people take choreography of the best people in the world. But they're creating their own, this own signature. And sometimes you can see four times world champion routine, boom! And it's very difficult to dance, and you just can't watch it, doesn't look like it. So it's very important, your own choreography. Yes?
Yes. And the next one is presentation. How we present ourselves on the floor and during our dance. Not only during the dance, on the floor. Once you step onto the floor, you start to present yourself from beginning till the end.
Yeah, I really like one of my coaches at the early stage of my career told me, Michael, once you step on any floor everywhere, you're already the dancer. And later on, I hear that if you continue dancing more than a few years, you're already the dancer. So even this is the best thing because dancing is a part of our life. And even here, even if you're dancing for fun, it's also an expression which you can be in a dancing anyone. And if when I step on the floor, I do like that. I'm not talking about the show. Oh. What's up? And then your presentation like this, or you go. Or it could be different, but it's like your package. It's, do you know, first people look, if you go like this on the dance floor, even if you're super good, you're losing creditability because it's very difficult to look at it if you're in dancing. But if you're very confident and you go, okay, let's go, and lady very feminine, beautiful, or if you, hello, my name is Mikhail, I'm here. You see, it's very different. Yes.
Yes, and also we have our shape, and now we can cover this question about the height as well. So we need to find our balance for the couple. It's important. Even if we have the same height or we have a different height, we need to find this balance and create the shape which will look, I would say, like perfect for the couple. So maybe for some couple, the shape would be big and they will look balanced together. But maybe as a couple, they will look more balanced where they have smaller shape and they will dance together and they will look so nice and elegant. So it depends on how your height relationship. Here is one.
Yes. For example, I like to use this as an example. I mean, in a world, you can have postage by DHL, FedEx, Singapore Post, any country post. And you see, for example, if you can order, let's say, something like a computer or like something like shoes, inside as a technique is inside they have all the tools which you need, but the package how you receive is very, very important. Yes? And imagine this package is like a flower. You can take flower from, it means you can cut, or it can be delivered in a very beautiful, supportive way, which you create, which you emphasize on it. It's very, very important. And I want to show you, can we go through? We have a question. How to have a good balancing between men and lady? So how to have a balancing depends, is it balancing of leader and follower or the balancing
or like
in
the
shape or like relationships or like authority, because look, guys, I'm not talking about that I'm a man and she must listen to me. No. Andy, could you give more detail? Yes? And while you're putting more detail, I will show you difference between choreography with the music and no good and good. Now we go again. Choreography, we go self-presentation, and we go to the shape and a couple balance, yeah, as a proportion of the shape. Timing, you can do different kind of rhythmical thing, and you can play with it. Can you see the difference? Next one, we go to the self-presentation. Number one, and we go right away. Self-presentation. Okay, balancing in the shaping, how to have a good balancing between man and lady. It means balancing and shaping during the dancing. Okay, balancing of the height, it depends on how you look. I can't ask for you, but most common, all these leader need to be more in an upright position. But leader, it doesn't mean must be completely vertical. It's have a little bit of C shape, and now it depends of your length of your arms. My arms, neck, for example, you see, Alessia have a very beautiful long neck, which we need to present. It's look, we creating more. I am more dominant because I need to lead. She is more feminine. So I lead. She follow. And if I go too like this, I will look more dominant. So it depends. The most common, the guy needs to be not taller than a lady, because in many cases now, it's more dominant up front. So it's more dominant, so you can control the lady. And then we go, as you go three-dimensional, and then we see on your body height, you see how is your structure. Sometimes you're more muscular, sometimes you're more lean. It's we creating style during, you can do it with your coaches, or you can go in. But the most important, the guy needs to be more dominant, okay? And I think we go back to the Jade question. How they can impress, they can impress an educator with different height. It's, I will tell you just two things, because I don't know what is your height. And I can tell you, best couple in the world, Richard Gleave and Jeanette Gleave, 8-time Formula World Champion, she was taller than him. He has a first record at that time. Let's say Arunas, it's normal height with Katusha, yeah? There is a lot of top couples who are the same height, or who are ladies really like Joanne Bolton. She's dancing, like she is not very tall, but she is dancing so well, I like her so much. Or like Edita. You see, it's so, I mean, so many things to present, to sing depends on your height. But look, if we have long bodies, we have more. Just a second, any more question? So, the long body, we are more moving, lines. If you have a short body, you're more spinning, you're more turning, you're faster spinning than a long body. So short body is more compact, long body is more lines. Because for the tall people, very difficult to turn. Not difficult.
It takes time to turn faster
because they use more muscle. So that's why the shorter couples are doing more faster things, the taller is more movement. And we need, we just
and
move.
I think we just wrap it up.
Wrap it up, yeah. We have one more question. Men tends to hold too tight on certain variation. It's all right, or how it's compromised? Okay. Ladies, just please understand the guys. We want to be in control of any situation, yes? And let's say, it's okay to be tight, but look, to be honest, you have to feel comfortable with these tightness. So if I want to drive, if I want to move, and if I'm just squeezing with no reason, it's no point, yeah? But if I'm squeezing because I don't want my lady to fall, there is a point. So, but if lady from another side, I'm just holding her and she's trying to, lie down, or even better, lie down on me. Of course, I don't have a chance to squeeze. Yeah. So please, when we dancing, you need to find a balance. Yeah. It's more from hold. We're not holding weight in the hands. We holding weight or now hips, and we give weight to each other. So if you have give weight to each other, you can dance very easy. Whoa. Yes? So, now we will wrap it up a little bit. And additional number five, we have a floor craft. Yes? Of course, it's not the part of, okay, it must be like, of course, how do you play on a dance floor, whether you're avoiding the couple or you
crash through.
Crashing, you will have a different visibility, yeah? So, the floor craft is very important. Last thing, how do you use your floor. Example, you see now, I'm not doing this. That's why dancing at home is so important. I'm not doing this. I'm using the floor. I'm using the floor. So this is very, very important. So one more time. Educator, always look at the five criteria. Number one is your music, which is beat, strong beat, catching the beat, then syncopation, and change of the speed, how do you contrast it. Number two, we have a technique, which is our legs, our body, and lines which we create. Number three is our partnership, yes, who lead, who follow, who are man, who is lady, and how do we communicate each other? It's very, very important. Then we have a style and presentation. How do we present each other? Yes? So how do we create that package? How do we dress with how it looks? Whether she has a skirt like this, or I have a pants like this. It's very, very important. How do you present? And number five, and how do you use the floor and tactics around the floor? This is a very, very important thing. Okay? So this is our information, and now we came to the stage with the most excited. So who will win online lesson with us if you answer to the next question? Are you ready?
Attention. You ready?
Yeah.
And you can write it very fast.
Okay.
And you will
describe. So the question is, what is the timing for next figure? Natural turn, running spin turn, and running lock. Okay, you have 1 minute. Go.
Guys, let's see who will be the first one.
Who will be the first one who will answer and get online lesson with us? Type your commands, come on.
Timing. Just the right time.
Just the right? What kind of timing? Maybe we'll dance first. Oh. Running spin turn, natural turn. What is the timing? Natural turn, running spin turn, and running lock. Syncopate, or another word is syncopated lock. So, what is the timing?
Dancing is bigger in competitive and social dancing as well.
Yeah.
Let's see.
All right, Andrea, congratulations. You answer.
We have a winner.
Fantastic, Andrea. So,
and answer
is? Answer is natural turn. We have 1, 2, 3. 1 and 2, 3. 1 and 2, 3. Fantastic one. Andre.
Congratulations.
Okay, Andre, congratulations. Please leave or contact me in a message or and then we can schedule this online class. I'm very excited for you. Congratulations. And guys, remember, dancing is making our life interesting. Yes? Be happy, stay strong, stay healthy, and everyone stand up. And in the end of the lesson, what we do? We do and 1, 2, 3, 4. Which we want to say thanks to you. From Mikhail and Alessia, it was Dancing in Social with Anne and Mom. Until we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Welcome back to First Look Asia on this Tuesday morning. Now and then, Teresa and I like to go out and film a TV feature together. The last time was the health screening we both did.
Mm-hmm. This time around, we decided to go dancing, ballroom dancing to be precise. Ballroom dancing is enjoyed by millions around the world.
Ballroom dancing is a fairly broad term. It incorporates a whole bunch of dances, including the modern waltz.
Hey, Pachucos!
The Viennese
waltz. Tango.
Foxtrot.
Quickstep.
Cha-cha-cha.
Samba.
Rumba.
Paso doble.
And jive.
Well, enough talking. It's time to get some dancing organized, or as they say, cut her up. Let's go and meet our dance partners.
So waltz is a swing dance. It's like flying. Mm.
means you take the step. I show you one, two. Very nice. One,
it's very light two. Feeling, right?
It is, yeah. It's like you one. Now we can turn a little bit and go back and change. Go forward. Yes. Well done. You're doing very well.
Mikhail Yeremeyev, Teresa's teacher, has been dancing since he was 7 years old. It's so much a part of him that even his wife, Alessia, is his dance partner.
First of all, for me, it's my lifestyle. I really love to spend a quality time together with my wife because we're enjoying dancing and we're dancing more than 10 years together. And I like to inspire people.
Ballroom dancing is so beautiful, it's so expressive. Be honest, how did I do?
You did a very good job. I like the way you feel the weight, you feel the music.
I was feeling the music. Yes. So I'm...
The Teresa, she's feeling music very well. And once she starts to relax, she starts to enjoy it.
Lance, I've been waiting so long for this day and it's over and it was just as wonderful as I thought it would be. It's such a great experience.
It's a fantastic experience. Mm-hmm. You know, I enjoyed it. On the social level, because I made a whole bunch of new friends. Mm-hmm. I also enjoyed it as a sport because it's quite a workout too.
Yes, you had quite the moves. I think we did okay, but we should leave it to the professionals.
Absolutely. We've got Mikhail and Alessia to take us through the waltz. Enjoy. So elegant,
they
Mikhail
are.
And Alessia.